Charlotte Bronte is best known for her classic novel Jane Eyre, but the 19th century English writer started small, like really small. An auction in Paris today sold off a miniature manuscript that Bronte wrote in 1830 when she was 14 years old.
It's a tiny, tiny book the size of a matchbox, but, you know, special things sometimes come in small packages.
That's Kitty Wright. She heads up the Bronte Parsonage Museum in Yorkshire, England. The book is one of five that still exist. They measure barely 1 inch by 2 inches.
You know, these books are sort of packed with 4,000 tiny, tiny words, you know, really small.
The Bronte Society bought the itty-bitty manuscript for $860,000 today to give to the museum's collection. The museum already has the four other tiny books Charlotte Bronte wrote when she was a young teen.
Charlotte made them as magazines for her toy soldiers. So they are like miniature facsimile magazines. They have contents pages, they have stories, articles, and even little advertisements in the back. It's a really sort of early sign that she wanted to be a published writer.
The manuscript will join the four others like it at the Bronte Parsonage Museum, the house that Bronte grew up in, the house where she played with toy soldiers and wrote these stories. So no wonder the museum's director is ecstatic that the final remaining book is coming home. Wright says the writing was so small, no grown-ups could read it.
Probably just as well, because some of the contents might be deemed to be unsuitable for the daughter of a vicar to be writing at age 14.
One of the stories describes a murderer driven to madness after being haunted by his victims. An immense fire burns in his head, causing his bedroom curtains to catch fire too. If that scene sounds familiar, you might remember something similar happening in Jane Eyre, which Bronte would publish 17 years later, in a normal font size.